There appears to be a compromise on what to allow when heavy rainfall or snowmelt inundates publicly owned wastewater treatment plants that separately collect sewage. An earlier EPA plan angered the green groups, but the proposal unveiled yesterday would make wastewater facilities repair leaky systems, fully treat sewage unless a federal or state agency says there's no feasible way to do it, and notify the public anytime inadequately treated sewage is discharged. EPA Water Administrator Ben Grumbles says the deal does not rely on clean water to dilute pollution.
This is a triumph of treatment over dilution and collaboration over confrontation. EPA's peak flow policy puts a premium on stopping leaks and spills, improving treatment, and increasing public oversight.
The plan does not apply to Milwaukee and its well-publicized sewage treatment troubles because the city combines stormwater and sewage and is covered under a law passed a decade ago. But 15,000 other wastewater treatment facilities around the U.S. could be affected, including many in Wisconsin. Lynn Broadus of Friends of Milwaukee's Rivers says the agreement is good news in part, but leaves out answers about what happens when partly treated sewage is released.
There's the concern that some of the disease organisms are getting back into the public waters. And we don't know one way or another whether or not this has public health impact, but the question remains and needs to be studied.
The EPA will take public comments on its proposal for 30 days. State DNR officials say they want to read the federal plan before offering an opinion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.